How you doing, Super Scoreboard fans? This is Stephen Mill from the Big Scottish Football Podcast. If you like what you hear from this week's episode, you can subscribe to our very own channel by searching for the Big Scottish Football Podcast via your regular podcast provider. Or you can give us a follow on Twitter as well, at Big Football Scott. You can get us on Facebook and Instagram. And thank you again for taking the time to listen to our latest episode.
The Big Scottish Football Podcast with Stephen Mill and Ewan Cameron.
Hello and welcome to the Big Scottish Football Podcast with me, Stephen Mill, and him, Ewan Cameron. How are you doing, Ewan?
Oh, right? I'm a happy boy.
Of course you are. You're always a happy boy. By the way, episodes will be back to normal a couple of weeks on Monday. Since it's an international break, we're a wee bit all over the place.
We are.
So we're going to be looking forward on this episode to Ireland on Saturday, tomorrow, and then obviously Ukraine next week as well. Also, we will have If Scottish Football Were a Hospital. We'll get the best answers for that, and we've got our brand new game back as well. It's Play Your Joe Cardos Right. So remember, you can follow us on all your usual podcast providers. Make sure you subscribe and also you rate us with 5 stars as well, because that's very handy. I was actually looking at our ratings the other day. People have given us 5 stars.
Loads of people have given us 5 stars.
Yeah, I know.
I've yet to review our podcast because I'm not quite sure it's at a 5-star rating yet.
What would you give it so far?
3.5. Okay. Room for improvement.
Yeah, I would say, like Callum and myself, we are making up the 3.5, and you're the reason why it's not quite 5 yet.
I would agree with that. I think I could offer a lot more to the podcast. Also point out as well that I think that when we get guests on the show, it should only really be a Monday.
Yeah.
Reviewing the weekend's fixtures. Yeah, we're talking about getting a guest today. I thought, we don't need a guest today. We're talking about getting a guest next week after the Ukraine game. I thought, let's not do that, because I think it's wasted in preview shows.
It is, yeah.
I think it's a review show that you need a guest for.
And you're sure it's not just because this guest you tried to get on ignored your DMs on Twitter?
Right, okay. are we going to call him out? Are we actually going to call him out?
No,
on the show?
We might need him later. But
no, I don't think he'd mind if I said.
Nah, it's okay. We'll leave it as a surprise.
Okay then.
People can guess who.
Here's a clue.
Has bumped you in this week.
He dropped the ball on this one.
He did. He dropped the ball.
That's a good one.
Right. That's a good point.
And I also know that he was out on the town celebrating a brilliant win last weekend.
Yes. So there you go. So there's two big clues at Big Football Scott. If you want to have a guess, that is where you can follow us on Twitter, and we're on Instagram and Facebook as well. So just search for the Big Scottish Football Podcast in the wee search bar at the top, and then we'll appear, and you can follow us, and it'll be great. Right, let's get to today's podcast, and we'll start with Steve Clarke's Scotland absolutely pounding Ukraine at Hampden the other night. This is the patriotic music that intern Callum has given us. Do you like it?
Hairs on the back of my neck are standing up.
By the way, how good is it when Scotland play really well?
Oh, it's so good, isn't it? I want to paint my face blue and white, and I want to run around the studio.
So I think before we get started, I think the only way to begin this podcast is with you and Cameron apologising to Steve Clarke.
Why?
You were writing him off last week. Saying he was finished because he didn't pick Barry Mackay. Now, he didn't pick Barry Mackay, and in spite of that, we still managed to put a very good Ukraine side to the sword comfortably.
Yeah.
Comfortably. He got his tactics absolutely spot on, didn't he?
We'll get to that in just a second. Intern Callum, would you like to say what you think of the performance of the night there? And do you think that I need to apologise to the manager, Steve Clarke?
To answer your questions in chronological order, I thought Scotland were superb second half, especially maybe the best second half performance we've had under Steve Clarke. I was playing 7-a-side, so I forgot it was on, so I watched it on ITV4+1 like it was live, even though I knew the score.
Yeah.
And to answer your second question, 100% grovelling that microphone.
Yeah.
You actually believe that I owe Stevie Clarke an apology for what I said last week on the podcast?
So let's just, in case you missed last week's episode, the crux of it was Barry Mackay is not in the Scotland squad, so therefore Stevie Clarke, it's the beginning of the end. He is done as the Scotland manager, effectively, and that performance the other night suggests that he is far from done.
Okay, I would also like to remind you of what else I said in my rant about Stevie Clarke. I said to him that he was on a shugly peg, not just because he didn't pick Barry Mackay, but also the formation.
Let me finish.
You just said what you needed to say. Let me finish what I'm about to say.
We didn't even mention the formation last week.
Okay, Did I not say at some point?
No.
I did. I'm telling you right now, I did. It might not have been on the podcast, but I do.
It might have been inside my own head.
I said, and I clearly remember saying this, right, shut up, because you're annoying me now. There'll be no podcast without me if you don't shut up and let me have my say.
Might get 5 stars.
Right, I said, right, that we needed to go to a back four.
That didn't happen.
Let me finish what I'm saying.
I will let you finish, but just to clarify, you did not say that last week. Now, I have heard you say that before.
Correct.
But you did not say that in the podcast last week. So don't pretend that you are this all-telling sort of mystic Meg type figure.
Right, okay.
That said he should play four at the back.
Okay, but I have said in the past, and you've just admitted to that, I have said in the past, I might not have said on the podcast, but I thought I had. I may have to listen back to double check that. But what I will say, I have been screaming for a long time, especially after the Ukraine game 114 days ago, when we got overrun in the midfield. I've said that umpteen times. We needed to go to a back four with two sitting midfielders, a 4-2-3-1, which is what he ultimately did, and he learned from the mistake of the Ukraine in June. But I think it's because he heard me say it.
Yeah, right. That's what it was.
He heard me say it. And also, he also read the tweets, because I was putting the tweets out about a 4-2-3-1, and we need to get away from shoehorning in Andy Robertson and Kieran Tierney in the same team, because I think that ultimately has caused us problems. So now the big problem that Stevie Clark's got going forward, we've found a formation that suits our players, right? Let's not shoehorn in McTominay into right centre back. That was never working. Play him in his position. He's keeping Casemiro out of the Man United team, right? He's a sitting midfielder and he was outstanding. Callum McGregor and him were brilliant in that position against the Ukraine. The back four worked brilliantly. You had Hickey and you had Patterson on the right. Brilliant. You had Tierney on the left. Sensational was that boy, right? And then you've got McGinn and Christie in the forward positions with Armstrong. Pressing, didn't give the Ukraine any opportunity to get out. I thought we were outstanding on the night. He needs to stick to that going forward, because he's putting the players in their best positions. Even Kieran Tierney said that about the formation change. And one more thing before you jump in here. His big decision going forward right now is, who does he drop? Is it Tierney or is it Robertson? He cannot play them both.
It feels like we've rewound to about 3 years ago, because that was the chat. That was the chat three years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm going to say something here I don't usually do. I agree with you.
Right, who do we drop? Do you drop your captain?
I think it has to be Robertson. As in, Robertson has to be dropped.
So you're dropping your captain?
I know. I think that fundamentally, and I would argue to the cows come home on this one, we're a better team when Kieran Tierney's in it. Because Kieran Tierney is just an all-round, all-action, brilliant player. I think he is superb. Kieran Tierney could play with any team in the world. Now, Andy Robertson has been brilliant on many, many occasions for Scotland. However, in the past sort of, I'd say 18 months, he hasn't been great. His form at Liverpool has not been up to what it usually has as well.
Tsimikas is getting a game ahead of him
now. To the point, exactly, where Klopp is now either taking him off. He didn't start in the Liverpool derby a couple of weeks ago, the Merseyside derby. So I wouldn't write Andy Robertson off in any way whatsoever. Like, he might return to form and might be fantastic, and obviously that would be great. But I do think that it's really, really harsh of you, Ewan, to blame Stevie Clark for not remembering conversations that you've had in your head.
Can I ask intern Callum then, right? Because I'm in agreement with you. Everything you've said there is absolutely bang on when it comes to Tierney and Robertson. Let me ask you, intern Callum, a Dundee United fan. It was a former Dundee United player we're talking about here. Now the captain of Scotland, Liverpool's first choice left back as well.
Well, we've agreed that he's not anymore.
Well, it looking like that Tsimikas is getting a wee chance now. Do you drop the national team captain for Tierney?
Yes, I think it's really easy. They can't articulate it better than Stephen did. Kieran Tierney, I'll go one further than Stephen, I think is world class in that position. Andy Robertson, at present, he definitely can be. At present, he's not world class.
Here's another question then. is a lot of people put on Twitter, because I'd obviously put that out on Twitter about the Tierney Robertson problem that Stevie Clark is going to have to face after this round of fixtures, because obviously Robertson won't be here for the next two games. What do you do? And a lot of fans suggested that you could play Robertson further forward, but I'm not sure that's the case.
At the start of this, I said it feels like we've rewound 3 years. We've tried all this, because this was a problem 3 years ago.
But what they're saying,
4 years ago,
what,
remember against England, the 2-2 game at Hampden, Tierney was playing it right back.
Yeah.
So they were like, oh, we'll try Kieran Tierney at right back and we'll play Andy Robertson at left back. We'll try Kieran Tierney at left back, we'll play Andy Robertson further forward.
Yeah.
We'll try the three at the back. And to give Steve Clarke a little bit of credit with the three at the back, it did work on occasion, you know?
Yeah, it worked well against Armenia. It worked well against the Faroe Islands and Luxembourg. Yeah, I'll give you that.
No, but it did. It solved a bit of a problem, and it looked like there were decent performances in there.
Let me ask you then, Stephen. Be honest here. Do you not think that formation was created to shoehorn in Robertson and Tierney?
Of course it was.
But you shouldn't be doing that at international football. Play the players in their best positions.
I totally agree, but I know why he did it.
Yeah.
Because there was so much and he probably thought, well, I can't drop Andy Robertson. And I can't drop Kieran Tierney. And I can totally understand why he's come to that conclusion. He created he didn't create a formation, he found a formation that suited both of them, and we got relative success with it as well. There have been a few games where we haven't played well, obviously, but, you know, there's also been games where we have played well. You know, the Denmark game, for example, that was a perfect example.
Yeah.
The Israel game, you know, I think anyone who watched that game will say that we played really well that night and deserved to win and played some really good football along with it as well. But I think you're right. I think we're coming to a crunch point, and I do feel sorry for Andy Robertson. I really, really do, because he's obviously a fantastic player and one of the best Scottish players of the last 15 years.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. But at this moment in time, you have to play Kieran Tierney because he's playing better.
Yes.
And I just think he brings more to the team.
But you know what the problem is, Stephen?
He's the captain.
And you do not want to be Stevie Clark having that conversation where you're dropping your captain.
Oh, totally.
That's a nightmare situation to be in.
What would you do? Where would Steve Clarke go in your estimations if he came out and said, listen, we can't play both of them in the team.
Oh.
I'm going to pick the player who's on form at that moment in time.
Remember what I said last week? I thought he didn't have the balls to make the big calls and the big decisions. Now, it was an easy decision for him against the Ukraine, and it'll be an easy decision tomorrow against Ireland and next week against the Ukraine, because there's no Andy Robertson. So the team kind of picks itself. But when Andy Robertson is back in the fold, if he comes out and he has the balls to say, I can't play them both, and Tierney is my player going forward, and here's the captain, wow, that would be huge. And then my respect for him would go through the roof, because I don't think he's had the balls yet to make those big decisions that needed to be made at those particular times when I thought we needed it.
I don't think it's a matter of balls.
I think it's been made easy for him because
I think it's trying to get our best players all in the same team, because I don't think anyone would dispute that Andy Robertson.
England tried that under Sven Goran Eriksson, and what did it do for them? It did absolutely hee-haw.
Yeah, not totally. But I mean, there are probably examples where it's worked.
Yeah, totally. I mean, look at Brazil. I mean, they shoehorn their best players on their team, and it normally works for them. But I'm not saying we're Brazil. But by the way, if that is what we look like going forward in a 4-2-3-1, what we did against the Ukraine, a really decent side who are European Championship quarter finalists, not that long ago.
I don't quote my mum very often when it comes to this podcast, but I was watching it with my mum and dad, and my mum made actually a very good observation. If you take Craig Gordon out of that team, which is actually another issue going forward, I think that's going to be the next issue over the next wee while in terms of where are we getting a goalkeeper from. But if you take him out, it's a really young side.
It is.
It's a team that is just about reaching its peak or well younger than that. You look across the back line, Henry's still of a decent age, McKenna's a decent age, Tierney obviously, you've got Hickey and Patterson. Hope Patterson's alright, by the way. I doubt he is, but I hope it's not too bad. You know, you guys like McGinn, McGregor, McTominay still of all a really decent age.
Christie's not even at his peak yet.
Exactly. And you've still got guys like Barry McKay coming further down the line.
Here's another criticism then of Stevie Clarke. Right, so we're going with the 4-2-3-1, and I think that's what we're going to be doing going forward.
Mm-hmm.
We only had one winger on the bench. That's why you need Barry McCown on the bench. You know, and that was Ryan Fraser.
Can I also say what really makes me laugh is both Nathan Patterson and David Turnbull are out the squad. He's called up Josh Doig and Declan Gallagher. It's like he's just going to wind you up.
I hope he's heard you and Cameron. I hope he's read his tweets, and I hope he's just doing it to spite on now, because I saw that as well and thought it was very funny.
But if you're doing a 4-2-3-1 formation, you need more wingers in your team and attacking midfielders, and we don't have that. Only one we could pull off the bench was Ryan Fraser. A Barry McKay in there would work.
You know, you've got Ryan Fraser coming on, providing two assists as
from
well.
From a corner.
Two assists.
I mean, mate, you could have taken a corner and provided two assists.
I don't know. It was a great corner, I would say. Brilliant.
I thought it was poor defender, but good headers.
Listen, I think that's a. As I actually said last week, if Barry McKay had been in the squad, I don't think I would have batted an eyelid. But, you know.
By the way, I've got my mojo back when it comes to Scotland. That really excited me the other night there because he listened to me.
And I are going to the game.
Yes.
On Saturday.
Are you going to the Ireland game?
Yep. Yeah.
Well, we're working tomorrow.
Exactly, but I am leaving a bit early. So you can look after the show for a bit now. I've not been to a Scotland game since before the pandemic. So I'm actually really, really looking forward to it, because at every Scotland game we've been working.
Exactly.
Pretty much all the big ones we've been working.
I just say, I think we will absolutely hammer Ireland tomorrow, because I think we're still smarting from that defeat in Dublin. I think we'll be like, you're not doing that to us again. We're going to get you after you.
Do you know the last Saturday night Scotland game, I was at Hampden. I was in an executive box with Martin Comston drinking free booze all night. So no matter what, and it was the Israel game that we won 3-2 in the last minute with Scott McTominay's
hold on a second. How do you get into an executive box when you're an intern?
Contacts.
So how do you have these contacts and neither of us do?
Don't have her anymore, but we...
Is there a story there?
I mean, how to make yourself sound hateful, Callum, honestly, really does.
So
I think we'll hammer Ireland tomorrow. And hopefully, you know, we beat Ireland tomorrow, we can draw in Ukraine and we've won the group.
Yeah, totally.
Like, we're in such a great position. And, you know, you never know. Armenia might, if they take a point off of Ukraine, that's all done.
That's all done.
So it would be quite an achievement to finish top of that group,
I think.
And of course, that would mean that we would be second seeds for the Euro draw, which is in a couple of weeks' time. It would also mean that we'd be promoted to League A. Mm-hmm. So we would get the glamour ties.
Spain, Germany, England.
France. Well, no, England are going to get relegated.
That's right, they are going to get relegated, right?
They're going to get relegated, which is a real shame for them.
How good would that be if Scotland get promoted to the A League and England get relegated to the B League?
Well, it looks like Wales are going to get relegated as well. So we'd be the only home nation in
the A League.
But we're getting ahead of ourselves here, so we need to beat Ireland and a point against Ukraine at least.
The only thing I would say is Wales, who are now 5 games into their 6 game campaign in the A-League, have 1 point and a -4 goal difference, and I think that might be us.
You know, it might be, but it also means that since we're in League A, that means for qualifying the next time round, we're pretty much guaranteed a playoff.
Oh, aye, more or less.
So all the A teams pretty much qualify,
and it
means that we'll definitely get a playoff.
It makes our route a wee bit easier.
It does.
You just have to get thumped 6 times in a row to make.
That's
it happen.
Why.
That's fine.
Remember the last time when we actually did we lose to Czech Republic?
Yes.
And you know
that
totally screwed everything up for us. Anyway, we will look forward to the games next week. Look back on the games next week as well. Hopefully, we're sitting here in a position where Scotland have won the group, and it's all looking good, and we can speculate who we can get in the Euro draw as well. I think it's on the 9th of October like that. So so we'll chat about that next week. Right, let's move on to Scottish football weather. So last week's episode, it was footballers, managers, referees, pundits who would feature if Scottish football were a hospital. And some of these were honestly some of the best that we've had in yet.
The Big Scottish Football Podcast with Stephen Mill and Ewan Cameron.
It's easily the best week we've had on this type of thing.
Largest volume of response. Loads
really?
Of people got in touch, loads and loads of them.
And can
so
I also say as well, I was giggling away because I was obviously involved in that tweet, and every time you'd look through your tweet notifications, I was giggling away. I thought some of them were absolutely epic.
Hello to Johnny Mack, who says, Cal Paul Lambert. That goes straight in. Jackie Broken Back Namara. I think is also very good. We've got Richard Coff. There was lots of Richard Coffs coming in. Simon Sprainrod. He played with Falkirk. Was it St
Mirren?
Joe Heart Attack, lots of them as well. Coronary Golson. That's from Gus McLeod. Hello to you. Ryan Stent, straight in there from Soccer Zine.
So good.
Mikel Arteries.
Nah.
Ryan Porteris, because you have a porter in a hospital, obviously.
What? Say that again.
Ryan Porteris.
What part of the body is that?
No, but in a hospital, you have a porter.
What does a porter do?
Sort of shifts, moves people from ward to ward, and
takes
stuff
like
that.
Sick pans and gets rid of them and gets you
a new one. A very vital cog in the system, I'm led to believe. Antenatal Niemi, which I think is good. And Martin Boyles, that's from Alexander Wilson.
Have you ever had a boil?
No, I've not had a boil.
I've never had a boil. You've had a boil?
What are precisely...
Is it like a really, really, really big spot?
Aye.
On your back, and it needs lanced. Like, you can't squeeze it, it needs lanced.
What's the ones that you get in your bum?
Aye, yeah.
They're hemorrhoids.
You've had hemorrhoids?
You've had hemorrhoids?
What's the less bad version of those? Piles.
You've had piles?
This won't make the edit.
Piles is
It needs to make the edit. This is not making the edit. You had piles?
Mm-hmm. And a female doctor to put her... Anyway, next one.
Right, okay. So, listen, you can edit that out. We won't mention the fact that you've had piles again. So, Russell Lobotomy, Frank Sorney, Paul Hospital McGown, obviously, because you need a gown if you're in a hospital.
Did you have a gown when you had piles?
Yeah, and that's from Andrew McBee. Did you have a
gown?
Did you have just a GP piles? Appointment.
A GP appointment.
So, just lay with my jeans at my ankles, and I was in, like, what do you call it, the thingy position?
Fetal.
Aye.
Really?
Is that
when you had your piles?
Yeah.
Stephen Stretcher from Kathleen Bust. Obviously, Stephen Fletcher, Stephen Stretcher, I like that. Andy Halliday has appeared in every single one of these so far, and he's appeared again because Andy Halliday patient.
A day patient.
Yes, exactly.
Were you a day patient when you had your piles?
Again, it was just a GP thing.
It was a day in and out.
Got some cream.
Cream, right. Okay, that's fine. Kevin Van Veen. Do you have any? Because that's what that is technically. It's sort of like veins, is it not? Like piles.
Yeah.
Right, that's from Ross 247, by the way. A&E and Jess.
Did you have to go in A&E or was it just an appointment to the GP for your piles?
I will edit this out.
No, you won't.
I'm talented enough to make sure this doesn't make the edit.
No, you're not.
So keep doing what you're doing.
No,
try your hardest.
No, don't you dare it, because I think it's quite good.
Dick Advocat Scan.
I quite like that.
That is good. Jerry McNeedle. Mark Wiltonographer. That's from George Burns, of course. George Burns. Charlie Moldgrew. That's from Tracy Nelson. Timo Stuckey, I like. Anthony Strokes. A lot of Anthony Strokes, actually. Nicky Breslin, thanks to you. X-Ray McKinnon. That's from Goliath Frog. We've got Diazepam Maeda from Marty McCC86. Jamie Sickness is quite good, from Dave the Rave. I quite like
that. Were you sick when you had your piles in turn, Callum?
No.
No.
Alex X-Ray and Budget Cost to the NHS. General Practitioner Beaton and Vasectomy Wright. That's from Mark Thompson. Well done, Marco. John Souter, because he's always injured. That's from Bob. Hipsterectomy from Andy McCrory.
Hipsterectomy?
Yeah.
Hipsterectomy, how does that work?
Hysterectomy.
Oh, hysterectomy.
And of course, if Scottish football were a hospital, you'd need a referee, so it'd be Willie Colomoscopy. So,
did you get that when you did your piles?
That's from Scotty.
Intern Callum.
Nope.
You didn't?
No.
And we've mentioned piles quite a bit there during that section of the show, because obviously our intern Callum had piles. He admitted to that earlier.
Yeah, he did.
More than once.
Yeah, more than once. Yeah. Listen, I'm sure there's many people listening who've had piles.
Oh, yeah, it's quite common. Let us know.
Big Football Scott, have you had piles?
Question for you, intern Cam, because obviously when people do get piles, what were the symptoms for you to go and get checked out? Because it could be helpful for the people.
No, you're absolutely right. How much detail, John?
Well, it's fine. It's a podcast. It's a medical thing. It's fine.
I had a sore bottom.
And you got checked out, and it was piles.
Piles.
Good for you. Brilliant.
Do you know what's not pleasant?
What?
Is a stranger's finger up your bum.
No, I get that, but obviously it's for the right reasons.
For the greater good.
It's for the greater good, yes.
That's what she said as she slapped the glove back on her wrist.
It's for the greater good as she lubed up her finger and shoved up your hole. For next week's episode, we want your suggestions for if Scottish football were past or present world leaders. So, for example, you could have Napoleon Balogun, okay?
Napoleon Balogun?
Yeah.
Balogun?
Napoleon Balogun.
Napoleon Balogun.
Oh, Leon Balogun is a QPR, formerly Rangers, yes.
John Kennedy obviously goes straight into this as well.
How? Oh, John F. Kennedy. Sorry, yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah.
Graham Alexander the Great. could go in.
Yeah, he could go in. Yeah.
This is quite a historical one. I think people will be good at this. Neil Lennon. Tony Blair Lyons.
Blair Lyons.
Yep, plays with
Montrose.
Is
it part of this?
Tony Blair Lyons.
Mac Ron Gordon. Ron Gordon.
That one's really good.
I like that one.
Emmanuel Macron.
Uh huh.
Ron Gordon.
The Hibs guy, yeah, yeah, from America, yeah.
Angela Melkerson.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
That
I'm slowly understanding what this is about this week.
Otto von Bismarck Wilson. you could have Jimmy Carter Vickers, and you could also have Kaiser Wilhelm Column as well.
Yeah.
So if you want to get your suggestions into at Big Football Scott for next week's episode, it is if Scottish football were past and present world leaders. So that is probably the most highbrow one that we have done yet, but you will not let us down. Right, okay, so let's move on to our next section, which is of course our brand new game, and it is Play Your Joe Cardo's Right. Great theme tune as well.
Classic.
This debuted last week. Lot of love for this. Thank you very much. At Big Football Scott. If you want to get in touch at any time. Right, okay, let's hear from the main man himself before we get into the game. How has Joe Cardo been this week? Let's hear from him.
Hi there, I'm football's Joe Cardo. When I'm not lighting up the field of play, I like to play my Joe Cardo's right. Let's dance.
Right, okay, so it's play your Joe Cardo's right, and it's basically higher or lower, okay? So intern Callum's going to come round and push the buttons. It's Ewan questioning me this week.
Okay.
So are we ready?
This game is really simple. We always start with Joe Cardo. I'll then give you more players, and you've to tell me their goal tally. National team caps, age, etc. Okay. Is it higher or lower?
Very
simple.
Today,
we are doing FIFA men's rankings for football nations.
Right, okay.
Get it right, we move on to the next one. Get it wrong and you're out of the game.
Okay.
We'll keep a tally on every contestant's streak throughout the season. Last week, I got a streak of four, which ultimately was really bad.
Yeah, it was quite poor.
That
wasn't
was poor.
It? Yeah, exactly.
Will you beat that, Stephen Mill?
Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Okay, your star for 10 is, as always, Joe Cardo.
Mm-hmm.
From this point, it's higher or lower for each country. I give you in the men's FIFA world rankings, Brazil.
I would say Brazil are higher in the rankings than Joe Cardo.
Hot dog, what a result.
Excellent.
Well done.
That's one.
Here we go. Number two, Sweden. Higher or lower than Brazil?
I would go lower.
No chance. You've got to be cheating.
So Sweden were 20th.
Okay, right, that's fine.
Brazil are obviously first. On to Cameroon. Are they higher or lower than Sweden, who are 20th?
That's interesting, because Cameroon, I'm sure, got to the final of the Africa Cup of Nations.
They didn't.
Was it not Cameroon versus Senegal?
Was it Egypt.
Was it Egypt? Okay.
It was Salah versus Mane.
Well, Cameroon got to the semi-finals of the African Cup of Nations, I'm sure. But I will go, I think they're lower than 20th.
Wow, I'm impressed. That must have been a fluke. Can't be that clever.
Yeah, Cameroon are 38th in the world rankings. Right,
so
here we go.
I'm on three now.
You're on three. So Cameroon are 38th. Scotland, higher or lower than Cameroon?
Oh, dear.
As it stands today.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
As it stands today, are Scotland higher or lower than Cameroon in 38th?
Oh, I think we are there or thereabouts. are we like 37th or something? This is a really horrible one you've put in here, intern Callum.
He did the same with me last week with the fourth one.
Scotland.
Higher or lower than Cameroon in 38th in the world rankings?
Lower.
Wow.
Oh.
On Google again.
Yes. Four for me. Right, we've drawn level. Right, where are we in there?
So Scotland are 45th.
45th. I knew it was there or thereabouts.
So Scotland are 45th in the world rankings. Up next, Greece. Greece.
Ooh.
Are they higher or lower than Scotland in the world rankings?
I would say Greece are lower.
No chance.
Yes.
You've got to be cheating.
come on, five.
Well done, you, my friend. You're on a streak of five.
I think Greece have been pretty honking
they
since
have.
They won the Euros. Correct. Pretty much. So where are they about?
49th. So they're four places they're lower.
Four places more honking than us.
Yes. So if Greece are at 49th, where do you think Turkey are? Are they higher or lower than Greece at 49?
Oh, that's a toughie.
Higher or lower than Greece at 49? Turkey, what are you thinking?
Turkey qualify for the Euros? I think they did. Did they qualify for the Euros?
They did, actually, and they got pumped in every game.
I think that Turkey are higher in the rankings.
When I say Joe, you say Cardle. Joe.
Cardle!
You're also right.
Oh, I'm right, okay. Yeah, right. Yeah, oh, yes,
well done. Well done.
You've run out of Joe saying he's right, so yeah, just tell him from there on.
Yeah, exactly.
Turkey.
So that's six for me.
Aye.
So far?
Yeah.
Turkey, 42nd.
42nd,
in the world rankings. Next on the list, you're doing well here, Stephen. Costa Rica.
Ooh.
Are they higher or lower than Turkey in the world rankings?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Costa Rica.
Costa Rica qualify for the World Cup all the time.
It's easy for them because of, is it the Oceania?
No, they're in the CONCACAF region.
Oh, no, it's CONCACAF, Oceania. What am I thinking? That's Australia.
Yeah, it is. So Costa Rica get to play like Haiti and stuff like that.
Fiji.
And we have to play, actual teams. So, Costa Rica, what were Turkey, 42?
42 for Turkey, higher or lower?
I think Costa Rica are higher.
Language, it's not that type of game. Mind your P's and Q's in here.
Well done.
Oh, yes, amazing.
You got that right.
Right, seven. Come on.
There you go. Costa Rica, 34th in the world rankings.
Right, here we go.
Next one, Norway.
Oh.
Norway, higher or lower than Costa Rica?
Lower.
You're going lower?
Yep.
Wow. You've been on Google again.
Yes, come on. Eight.
Wait. Intern Callum, are you giving him the answers?
No, genuinely not.
No.
What are they?
Norway are 36.
36th, yes.
36. Here we go with the next one. So Norway are 36 in the world rankings. Are they higher or lower than Hungary?
Oh, Hungary have been decent. And they're in League A.
And they beat England.
They beat England, and I think they beat Germany as well.
They did.
So I, on that basis, would say they're higher.
You trumpet. Did you even think before you spoke there?
What's wrong?
Damn it. What'd I get to?
Hey. Hungary are 37th in the world rankings. One ahead. Norway.
That's ridiculous.
But hey, listen, mate, that was a round of applause for Stephen. Well, I thought it was very good. That's quite tough.
The new high score.
The new high score is eighth streak.
Joe, you say Cardle. Joe.
Cardle!
I know we don't want this to end, but that's the game over for another week. Remember what I always say, a crisis is an opportunity riding the dangerous wave. Catch
you
later.
See you later, Joe.
Cheers,
see you
Joe.
Later, Joey. Right, okay. There will be another game of Player Joe Cardo's right next week.
The Big Scottish Football Podcast with Stephen Mill and Ewan Cameron.
Remember, you can always get in touch on @BigFootballScotland. Right, any other business before we go, Ewan Cameron? I think one thing I want to mention is Dundee United's tweet during the week. Or was it Dundee United's tweet during the week? If you want a party night at Tannadice, then it looks like it's the place to go because you got a big glass of jizz. So... What was that?
Was that a genuine tweet? Or did somebody mock that up?
Did somebody mock it up or was it real?
I don't know. I can't get to the bottom of it.
You should know because you're a Dundee United fan. Was that genuinely put out by the club or was it mocked up by somebody just to take the piss?
I mean, you can understand where the autocorrect has come in there quite clearly. It's meant to be fizz.
It was a brilliant tweet though and it did get a lot of traction. It may have been done to get people talking about it.
I think so as well. And also, because I know Dunfermline did the exact same thing. Well, not the exact same thing. They did something similar. And it was, they put a tweet out saying East End Park is available for all your sort of venue hire. So if you've got a conference, if you've got a wedding, if you've got a party, a divorce party, and they put that in. And obviously that people were like, do I go East End for our divorce party? And then it just ended up going viral and they got lots of bookings off the back of it. So
it's quite clever.
Maybe that's what it was. Any other business unit?
No, I'm fine, mate. I'm looking forward to seeing Scotland in action and hopefully this time next week when we're doing the podcast we'll already have qualified for the playoffs, which would be a great way to end the week, and then we can get into the weekend's fixtures. Hearts third, flying high, playing well. We've got Fiorentina to look forward to, Rangers before that. So yeah, there's a lot happening next week.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a big one. Thank you very much for listening. Short and sharp this afternoon. So don't forget to subscribe to the show on whichever podcast provider you use so you don't miss a podcast. Thank you to you and Cameron as ever. Thank you to our game show host, Joe Cardle. And thank you to you for listening and tweeting the show as well. Keep an eye on our socials for If Scottish Football Were a World Leader, past or present. And make sure you post and get involved on @BigFootballScott on Twitter. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram as well. But we'll be back next week with another brand new episode of the Big Scottish Football Podcast. Cheery bye for now. Bye-bye.